Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Z102.9, the Morning Scramble, and we are live HEA Book Boutique. It's time for Broken Hearts Breakfast 2026.
Woohoo! We are ready to go. We're all set up, just waiting on our attendees.
I'm waiting on the coffee.
Coffee. We've got Trisha, Missy, Rebecca, Lindsay, and Kaylee all joining us. They are not looking forward to Valentine's Day.
No. Over the course of the last few weeks, we've been asking for everybody's submission what causes you to have a broken heart this time of year, and it ran the gamut. We had people who were breaking up with their employers.
Mm-hmm.
We had stories of love lost. I still go back to one of our attendees has hated Valentine's Day since fifth grade when she got embarrassed in front of her entire classroom.
That is one of those situations where it's like, emotionally scarred, damage for life. She just hates Valentine's Day, always have. We're going to try to turn that around for everybody with our Broken Hearts Breakfast. We're going to have a little smash therapy is what we like to call it.
Yes, they will be doing an arts and craft project when they arrive, which will include decorating these beautiful ceramic hearts. I shouldn't say beautiful. I should say trashy.
Quite plain.
These boring ceramic hearts that then whatever they write on the lid will be smashed forever. Just to give them that cathartic experience to kind of hopefully move on from the moment.
It is a very emotionally impactful moment and allows them to move on. And then we shower them with gifts and we have a nice breakfast. It's a really, really great morning.
Yeah, we got a shout out Hertina Stocker Jewelers as they are helping bring you Broken Hearts Breakfast 2026 live on your radio.
And then I felt like I should probably tell you something about Valentine's Day, but then I read about the pickle brawl. Did you hear about this?
No, what's the pickle brawl?
The pickle brawl, of course, happened in Florida the other day at a pickleball.
A pickle brawl at a pickleball?
Yeah, it was kind of a classy joint. At Sunday at a country club in Port Orange near Daytona Beach, someone called 911 because 20 people were in a physical fight on a pickleball court.
Come on, guys. It's pickleball.
It's pickleball, and it's seniors fighting about pickleball.
It's designed for retirees. What can you fight about? You didn't dink?
Well, basically, yes. 63-year-old Anthony Saponenza got into a fight because of the rules. He accused another player of stepping into the kitchen, that area right by the net. You remember?
You don't have to tell me where the kitchen is.
He knows exactly.
Both in real life and on the pickleball court. I know where all kitchens
are. Honey, I can always find a kitchen. According to the police report, there was a verbal altercation at that point. They continued the game, but after the match, Anthony called the other player's wife a bad name.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And so then, you're like, I've got to defend my wife's
honor. Of course.
And so he punches the guy in the face with his pickleball paddle in his hand still, smacks him a little bit with that, too. The paramedics had to take the guy to the hospital. He had a huge cut over his eye, and if you've ever had a head wound, just think back to SNL's massive head wound, Harry. I mean, there's a lot of bleeding, significant bleeding.
Claire, there are two things I know, kitchens and head wounds. You don't have to describe it.
How head wounds work.
You try jumping a moped on a gravel road, you end up with a head wound. I get it.
Okay, it wasn't a bad head wound, but there was a lot of significant bleeding is what the police report actually is. Significant bleeding. And then Anthony punched the other guy in the nose, another guy that wasn't even involved in the actual pickleball match, and pushed a 70-year-old woman to the ground.
Now, you said how many? There were 20-some people in this
20
melee?
20 people. Yeah, his wife started fighting, too.
Oh, my God.
She's charged with felony battery for a person 65 or older. This is bad. It went from pickleball and turned into pickle brawl real fast.
And where in the country club, first of all, were those poor teenage workers like, I don't know what to do.
You guys, I think that maybe we shouldn't fight right now.
Do you need more towels?
Do they just go behind some sort of desk and just
hide?
Oh, I don't want to be involved.
Do you need some lemon water? Like, what do you offer?
I don't know.
I bet all 20 get kicked out.
Gosh.
You can't go back there, right?
All 20, because they're members. This is a country club, too. This is a classy
There's
establishment.
There's decorum involved.
This is D-class A, people.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
We welcome you to the Morning Scramble's Broken Hearts Breakfast, brought to you by Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers. We're at HEA Book Boutique this morning, taking the show on the road. Our attendees have all gathered. They're enjoying some breakfast, and we're about to get into our smash therapy, where we kind of exercise the demons, the things that people aren't looking forward to about Valentine's Day. And we wanted to reconnect with our attendees. We've got Trisha and Rebecca joining us this morning. Thank you both for being here.
I like how they nodded.
Yes.
Rebecca, you're closer to the microphone. We reenacted your story. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. It was a school or me situation with yes. your boyfriend or fiance at the time.
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend no more.
Was
no.
this like high school boyfriend and then you went to college?
No, we had mutual friends that connected to us in college.
Okay.
And as you were pursuing your education and doing quite well, by the way, it was, I guess, proposed to you as an ultimatum. And dang it, she did right. She picked school. Because
yes.
anybody who throws on an ultimatum like that, dump them.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. No
ultimatum.
What a jerk. What a jerk thing. And you kind of saw through it at the time. But, yeah. I mean, that doesn't feel good to have somebody that you love
no.
tell you you have to choose me. You should probably choose me.
Also, he's a caveman.
It's very
caveman. That would have been my first clue that maybe this wasn't going to work well
yeah.
when he asked me to hunt and gather. And he was just in the cave. That was probably a bad
Were there clues
sign.
Like that?
Not quite. He was a southern man, so he grunted a lot. But...
Southern man. It's from Missouri.
Yeah, probably from the south.
Well, you were telling us, though, off air, it's fun. I mean, hopefully this comes out to be a little bit more of a cathartic experience. You need to be able to laugh about it. But it has impacted the dating life.
It has. I have not dated since this, and this was like 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
So I haven't even wanted to date or anything. I've had little things,
yeah.
but nothing long term because I just don't want to go down that road right now.
Understood.
That yeah. totally makes sense. We need to kind of put this behind
we
you, right?
We need to sage this somehow. Yeah.
Exactly.
Cleanse it. Yeah.
Well, I think that with our smash therapy, we're going to be able to kind of work through this.
Yeah.
I think this is going to help a lot.
And now you got, you know, six new best friends around, and maybe everyone's got a nice brother they can introduce you to or something
there
like
we
that.
Go. It's all about connection.
Just like that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
yeah.
That's a good idea.
Well, interesting. We go from graduate school to elementary school,
oh,
which is Trish's story.
Trish, you had your heart broken in fifth grade, and ever since then, Valentine's Day always just kind of had this bad vibe for you.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, how do you do you remember that day? Like, is everything just so vivid, that memory of are you mad at the bully? Are you mad at your crush?
A little bit of both. Yeah, all of the above. Yeah. And I mean, we were all friends. It was a small class, so we were all friends, but yeah. And we played, you know, outside of school and whatnot, and then just he was like, oh no, it wasn't me, it was my brother. And
remind
like,
me, the crush's name was
Christopher.
And Christopher had given you a Valentine.
Yes.
And then some jerk, what was his name?
I want to say his name was Johnny, but
it was Johnny.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
No, grabs it out of your hand, reads it in front of the entire class, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, from that day forward, you never went to school on Valentine's Day.
No.
She skipped she always had the Valentine's Day flu.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day ruined from here on out.
Yeah.
Awful. Awful. But that's like that stuff that kids do to each other. You think like, oh, it's just kids being kids. But sometimes it just has a deep emotional impact. It ruined Valentine's Day moving forward.
It did. Yeah. I just don't really care for it.
Do you feel a little
ridiculous.
Stomach grumbling coming on? Like tomorrow you'll just kind of stay
I'll just
inside?
Kind of, you know, just stay inside.
Lay low.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, watch some TV. Nothing too mushy.
No, yeah. Focus on you.
Curse Johnny's name again every year on that date.
And Christopher, you had a moment, dude.
Yeah,
you could
right.
have been like, hey, yeah, I do like you. You could have been Mr. Smooth.
Has there been a class reunion moment where you could approach these guys ever?
No, actually, we moved away after that school year. So, yeah, I never.
This is so unresolved. Yeah.
Okay. It is.
The best we could do is give you a hammer and a ceramic heart, right?
That
yes.
sounds
yes.
great.
Yes, you guys. Yeah.
Well, that and a very nice sandwich is getting cold, so let's let them get back to their breakfast.
You finish
Those
your breakfast.
Are our first two attendees, both Trish and Rebecca. We've got to meet more stories to share as we bring you our Broken Hearts Breakfast live, helping with some getting some emotions out in the open.
Exactly.
It's best to share.
Yeah, we're going to work through all of this morning with the Broken Hearts Breakfast.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Celebrating, getting ready for Valentine's Day. But you know what? Not everybody is looking forward to Saturday. It's just one of those holidays that it's polarizing. So we've decided to take today the opportunity to talk about some broken hearts, some people who are not looking forward to Valentine's Day.
We wanted to give a release to people. You carry this crap with you, whether it's from fifth grade or we have somebody who's been married for a while, got married on Valentine's Day, divorced now, finalized just before Valentine's Day. Whatever it is, you know you're going to be at a table with friends, like-minded. You get to smash some stuff. You get some awesome prizes, and hopefully we've turned this into a better time in your life.
Exactly. Missy and Lindsay are next attendees. This is all recent heartbreak for both of you. Missy, you were engaged to somebody who, as your father is passing away, you are a caretaker taking care of your father, and you come to find out that your fiance is cheating on you.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot. I mean, it's like heartbreak on top of heartbreak, right?
Right. Double heartbreak, double break.
I mean, talk a little bit about your father, because you obviously very close to him and had to kind of watch him diminish with Parkinson's disease and dementia. That's hard.
Yep. So, I've actually been my dad's caretaker for the past 5 years. You know, just wanted to keep him at home and wanted to keep him in a life that he enjoyed as he kind of lost himself. So that was heartbreaking.
Right.
And I met my fiance during that time, and he was really my rock. He was there to support me and to support my parents and just to kind of help with life.
Did you have any suspicion, or was it just this shocking discovery? Because I think it was a phone was going off.
An old phone that was still connected.
Facebook was left open or something like that.
So never really had any big suspicion. You know, he was kind of a little flirty, but never really had any suspicion. And all my friends that I've talked to since are like, what? Like, he idolized you. He loved you. He was there. He supported you. How could this be happening? And, you know, If he gets a defense, the past couple of years have been very difficult for the both of us. But while he was holding my hand, apparently he was also trying to hold hands of many others. So
30? Up to 30?
Yeah, so he...
I don't know why I have to grip my teeth when I say it, but I feel like,
30?
Yeah. Does she have any sharp objects?
One would have been enough. 30?
Yeah.
So he actually left his old phone sitting out, and for some whatever reason, I looked at it, and there was just a couple texts from like the dating app through Facebook, and then that led me to scroll and scroll and scroll.
And so, I think probably scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. Are you, is that 100% done? Have you moved on?
Monday I'm off, so I think Monday's going to be the day that I move everything else out.
This is recent.
That's fresh.
Okay. Wow. Missy? Yeah. You're in the right place.
Yes, you're in the right place. you're going to stuff your face with some great food. We will find you better creamer, and then we will let you smash away on that heart. Now, we need to move down to Lindsay, as you are, I guess, just have finalized a divorce. Is that correct?
That is correct. A week ago.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Is that what you say?
Now you can.
And now you can. Now that it's done, because all leading up to, that's the hardest part. But then the fact that you stack on top of this, that Valentine's Day is also your anniversary.
You got married on Valentine's Day. At the time, it sounded like a great idea. How sweet is that, right?
Yeah.
So now it's going to be forever ruined.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Although I wonder when you, I guess, have this flush moment of the divorce, I think that wipes the slate. I know you can't mentally, right? You're not going to forget, but maybe at least you can know that you've closed. You know, we're in a bookstore, right? That book's done. Put it to the side. Didn't like that one. And you've got, look at all the books around you, right? Maybe you've got a new chapter you can start.
Maybe something will open up tomorrow. Who knows?
You don't. Yeah. You never know.
yeah. But it's just kind of, this is also like being the first one and just being that close to everything, kind of pinpointing at the exact same day. Mm-hmm. What a hard day to get through.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad that you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
You're in the right place.
Yes. Well, we want to make sure you guys are taken care of, so we'll let you get back. Enjoy the breakfast. The conversation was great before we stole you away. We got a table full of prizes we're going to get to in a little bit.
We do.
Plus that smash therapy as well. And thank all of you for sharing your story. We know this is very personal, but hopefully adding a little bit of help being able to get that stuff off your chest. It is the Morning Scramble as we are live at HEA Book Boutique. It is our Broken Hearts Breakfast. Big thanks to Hurtina Soccer Jewelers for helping bring this to the radio.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
We are at our Broken Hearts Breakfast live from HEA Book Boutique, where we have to introduce you to our last attendee of the Broken Hearts Breakfast, somebody else who is not looking forward to Valentine's Day tomorrow. And this is a little bit of a unique submission because she was nominated by somebody else. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Kaylee, your mom wanted to make sure that you had a good Valentine's Day because your boyfriend is at boot camp. Is that right?
Yes, he is.
When did he ship off?
He shipped off January 5th.
January 5th. And then how long is he gone?
He's gone for 3 months, comes home for 10 days, and then gone for 3 months.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Like, what? Can we ask what part of the military?
Yeah, so he's in the Marines.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's the hard one.
You don't... That's a, I mean, they're all hard.
I could probably make it in the Air Force. Have you ever thought this?
You
don't look at me like I couldn't do. No, what?
No, no.
You're right. Coast Guard. Okay,
Coast
back
Guard
to you.
For sure.
So he's in the Marines. Are you? Is he allowed to contact you, or do they kind of like isolate those
so,
guys?
So, Marines is the only one that they don't get their phone every Sunday. So we're supposed to be writing letters, and I've only received one letter. And it was like a short little one just saying he's got there, he's eating, and that he misses me. And I haven't really gotten anything
I hope it
otherwise.
Was in reverse order.
Yeah.
I miss you, I got
here. No,
I miss
it was more like, hey, I got here, the chocolate milk's pretty good.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Feed me, same salad, miss you, bye.
Aww. This was like a postcard, basically.
Yeah.
This is
yes.
a lot to
and I've sent him, like, I think 4 letters now, like, because I was, like, a little worried that I wasn't, that they weren't getting to
yeah.
him. And then I was like, oh, I'll get one by Valentine's Day. I'm checking that mailbox every day to get it empty. And I'm like, it's kind of heartbreaking.
Still mail today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But,
I mean, there's the fact that you're not being able to be in contact with your boyfriend. He's at boot camp. But your mom's also worried about you because you just moved to a brand new city.
Yes, I did.
So, you were from Independence. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
What brought you to Cedar Rapids?
Actually, schooling. After I graduated, I moved here in August. And then I turned 18. I was deciding that I wanted to take like a year because I wanted to join the National Guard
mm-hmm.
and then join Capri, which is more of a cosmetology
yeah.
school.
But you don't really know a lot of people and you're feeling kind of isolated.
Yes. So I moved down here with like one of my friends, but she has a boyfriend and she's back at her house like every single weekend. So our time seeing each other is like very crossing paths and it's not working out the best.
Mom's worried about you. She wants to make sure that you have a good
now
Valentine's
Day. Now we're worried
day.
About you. I feel
now,
like we're
yeah.
your adopted
yeah.
parents.
Oh, thank you.
Well, so, we're making sure you're well-fed, which that check.
Check.
And you've met some pretty cool people, so that's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if we also pamper you with some prizes? Would that make you happy?
Oh, yeah.
See, look at that
okay.
smile.
Okay, we got a smile. We got a smile.
Yes.
We're well on our way with the Broken Hearts Breakfast.
Not only are we pampering Kaylee, we are pampering all of them. We've mentioned that this has all been brought to you by Hurtina Soccer Jewelers. That's one of many prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to give our attendees of our Broken Hearts Breakfast, and we are going to do that next.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on
Z102.9. Live from the Broken Hearts Breakfast, live from HEA Book Boutique, where we've got our 5 attendees joining us. We've been sharing their stories, why they're not looking forward to Valentine's Day. And our whole goal with today is to turn that whole feeling of I don't love love around.
We give 4 ways to do it. We feed them. Sometimes the best way to help the soul is through food.
Absolutely. Maybe you're just hungry.
Maybe you're just hungry. Share therapy. Sometimes talking it out with us and other friends.
Which is what we've been doing all week long,
yes.
sharing their stories. And now they're all gathered together at one table sharing stories as well.
Smash therapy. Like, there's a reason rage rooms are popular.
Yes.
There'll be a moment after 8 o'clock that they're going to take all of their ceramic hearts. We're going to set them up with the proper safety gear, a pink hammer, and they are just going to go to town on that thing.
Let go. They've kind of written some sayings, things that they need to just let go of as they smash these ceramic
hearts. Yes. And the other way that we want to make them feel better on this day before Valentine's Day is by giving them free stuff.
Yes, prizes, prizes. Oh, they like that.
Yes. So, unbeknownst to you, depending on the name tag you picked, we have a selection of prizes for you. Let's start with our two red name tags, which looks to be Rebecca and Kaylee. You both are getting a gift card to a Sirius Spa. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Little self-pampering. Now our pink name tags, which appear to be Missy and Lindsay, please enjoy a production at Theater Cedar Rapids on the Morning Scramble. You guys
enjoy,
are getting some vouchers. With our purple name tag, Trish, you have a gift card from HEA Book Boutique. Congratulations.
Happy shopping. And then we wanted to make sure that, you know, everybody got a little bit of something. You know, it's not just one and done.
No. So speaking of HEA Book Boutique, first of all, big round of applause for Jen.
Thanks for
having
us
out.
Jen.
Her brand new location just off of Boyson Road. Before you guys leave, work with her. You're all getting a book of your choice. And she will find the one that fits what you guys want to read. So everybody's getting that. Also from Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse.
Bring out the plants, Ben.
Everybody is getting a succulent to take home because sometimes Valentine's Day sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're all getting a beautiful succulent. Ben is selecting exactly which one you're taking home. So
he knows which one suits your personality.
Ben is a succulent whisperer, which not a lot of people knew.
No.
Yes.
That's a fun fact. And then we also wanted to make sure that you just feel the love today. We've been working with our friends at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, and they have gifted you all with necklaces.
So please enjoy individual prizes from Hertine & Stocker Jewelers. You all getting necklaces. They were our presenting sponsor for this year's Broken Hearts Breakfast. So congratulations. Enjoy.
Happy Valentine's Day, Trish, Missy, Rebecca, Lindsay, and Kaylee.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors.
Z102.9. It's the Morning Scramble out of studio this morning on the 13th of February. Claire, it is our Broken Hearts Breakfast presented by Hertine & Stocker Jewelers just off of Boyson Road in Northeast Cedar Rapids, hanging out at HEA Book Boutique.
Exactly. Our Broken Hearts Breakfast, where we've had breakfast, we've talked about our stories, our attendees are not looking forward to Valentine's Day. We like to kind of take this day and turn it around. We've given them some gifts, cheered them, and now we're going to let them kind of do something we call smash therapy.
Yeah, we've got Rebecca. If Rebecca, you're comfortable doing so, she's going to assume the smashing position.
Assume the position.
Which is kneeling on the ground. We have taken her ceramic heart, which, by the way, what was your design on the heart today, Rebecca?
It's me day and me time with a sad face.
Okay. And you've got Claire's pink hammer, and you are positioned to do some smashing. I'm trying to remember. So this is the third year we've done this. Mm-hmm. Is it just a countdown? Pretty much.
Yeah, let's do 3, 2, 1, smash.
Okay, that sounds great. Just remember, if you want to yell or scream, great. It's a family radio station. Okay. Three, two, one,
smash!
Whoa, oh my God!
She's so smart.
She's not done. Every individual smash.
Okay.
She's thinking of something very specific.
Rebecca!
Okay.
Rebecca! Slow down, Rebecca! You got it! You killed it! It's dead, Rebecca!
What is it? You can't shoot a dead horse?
Yeah.
She shot it 1,000 times.
She shot a dead
horse. You can keep that if that feels good to you. You can throw it away, but that felt good to her one way or the other.
Yes. Yeah, we released some emotions there.
Okay.
Trish, going back to that fifth grade trauma, how have you decorated your heart?
I just put heart day.
You'll take a broken heart, too,
she has
right?
hated Valentine's Day ever since fifth grade. Let's put this behind us today, shall we? Place your safety goggles
on. Actually, she was going for the welding mask.
Ah!
Yes.
Whoa!
She's
on
it! No,
okay.
Go for it!
3, 2, 1, yes!
Preemptive strike!
Jeez! Okay.
She's more of a whack-a-mole approach. Did you notice?
I did.
Yeah.
Two hands, and she just gets after it.
Rebecca, I could see on her face, that guy. Yes,
I'm picturing
the face. Trish is more like fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, tenth grade. each one. All right, two down, more hearts to go.
Do you feel lighter? I feel lighter.
I don't even have a, you know, a whatever in the hunt, and I feel great. This is cathartic for me, too.
It is. More with our Broken Hearts Breakfast coming up from HEA Book Boutique.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Amok, amok, amok. we are running amok at HEA Book Boutique with our Broken Hearts Breakfast. We're just in the midst of what we call smash therapy. We've got these ceramic hearts that we ask our attendees to just put something on there. Maybe it's something personal, but you just kind of have to get rid of some of these emotions that you're carrying with you into Valentine's Day.
Yep. And then safety first, they grab either the thickest pair of goggles I've ever seen in my life, or we have a welding mask. And then they take your pink hammer from home and smash.
Smash the hearts. We've got Lindsay and Kaylee. You guys have created some beautiful arts and crafts pieces with these ceramic hearts.
Let's have Lindsay take a step up. Describe the lovely art design, and then we'll have at it to the smashing. What is your design there, Lindsay?
I picked a snake.
A snake. So for those that don't know, we have met Lindsay before. You see her a lot of times at the farmer's market. She is the reptile lady. Or maybe she's been at a school or yes. library near you. But a snake.
And in hindsight, I love snakes, so I don't know why I'm smashing. That may not have
you didn't know
best.
We you know had you decorated.
It's, okay, it's not what's on it. Just kind of maybe something in mind. What are you kind of like letting go of here this Valentine's Day?
I mean, I kind of was with a snake, I guess.
Ah! Yeah! Yeah! So, okay, we're getting some significance here.
Yeah.
All right, so here's to putting that marriage behind you and starting anew on the count of three. Three, two, one, smash!
Whoa! Okay, wow. All right, well done.
You know what that was? I'm going to start and I'm going to smash it five times and I'm done.
Well, the first one was a very clean hit.
Oh, she went right to the middle.
Yeah, just
it's like when you
right
play pool
center.
And you break and then like the ball went. It's like, I don't need to do it a
exactly,
lot of times.
Exactly.
Yes. All right, one heart off the board. Let's bring over Missy or Kaylee next.
Kaylee, you've got a beautiful little construction art project.
You're a very
here.
Good artist. I feel bad that we're going to have to destroy this.
Right.
Not, actually.
You're not sad about it? Why are you not sad about it?
I don't know. It's cutesy.
It's really. Cutesy.
It's cutesy, and we need to put the cutesy behind us because this
like
is serious.
Oh my gosh, it's way too big for me.
We'll throw you the goggles here in a second.
Yeah, I just think it's cute, and it went for Valentine's, but like...
You're spending Valentine's alone, right?
Yeah,
I still love him. It's just... No, I'm alone today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, let's take care of that. Let's destroy that feeling, shall
let's
we?
Let's get rid of that.
Okay. Yes.
That cutesy. Who needs cutesy?
Okay.
You got you, girl.
Counter in. Three, two, one. Smash.
Whoa.
Oh, she
Whoa.
Put it on its head.
A different angle of yes. attack on that heart. Yeah. My goodness. You wanted to make sure that never came back.
Do you feel done? I don't think you're done. There it is.
No. Oh.
I knew it.
Okay. Yeah.
I could just sense it.
My goodness. Okay. We're getting through our smash therapy. My goodness.
Kaylee,
well done. I think that we can put that cutesy. Behind us.
Now, I'm a little worried for time because based on her story, as a family member is suffering,
yes,
she has a partner who's cheating up to 30 times. And I don't know if we have time for 30 smashes or not, but I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot of smashing.
Missy, you have put together a beautiful craft project here that kind of is going to get rid of some of these emotions, this weight that you're probably carrying with you into Valentine's Day. What does your heart say? Narcissist?
It says narcissists suck.
And true.
That's true.
Self-love.
Yes.
There we go.
And then I put pumpkin on there for my dad.
Oh.
Okay.
He's really my big heartbreak for the.
That is a big
that's
heartbreak.
That's true
right.
heartbreak.
Yes.
Very sad about that one. The other one, you know, bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's put this bye, this boy behind us. Smash that heart in 3, 2, 1.
Bam!
She just did what?
She did what?
No, here's the deal. She moved the hammer to the side. Instead of using the hammer head, she used the side of the hammer for maximum surface damage.
I've seen mic drops.
Yeah.
I saw my first hammer drop.
Ooh, that was a hammer drop.
Just on its side.
My goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lot of smash therapy right there. Thank you, ladies, everybody, for attending.
Put your hands together for yourself.
Breakfast.
Wow.
I feel... like weights have been lifted.
You feel good?
Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Ben,
yes.
How are you feeling? Good?
Good.
Everybody feels good. All right. Thanks to everybody for taking part in our Broken Hearts Breakfast. Big thanks, of course, to Hertina Stocker Jewelers for making this all possible. Still Morning Scramble live on your radio through this 13th day of February on Z102.9.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
You know when they finish a movie and they go, cut?
Yes, roll credits.
That's where we're at. Time to roll the credits.
Roll the credits on a really great day. Oh my gosh. The Broken Hearts Breakfast at HEA Book Boutique. Big thanks to them for housing us this morning. And a huge shout out to Hurtina Soccer Jewelers, helping make each of our broken hearts feel just a little bit better on this Valentine's Day.
They've been a part of this since we started this 3 years ago, and not only in sponsorship, but also in the prizes that they give. Everybody at that table today deserved a smile on their face, mm-hmm. and it's amazing what happens, and they, you know, when they start smiling, when you open that box that says Hurtina Stocker Jewelers on the top. They each got a lovely necklace.
Yeah, and each little necklace had a little inscription on it. One of them was Guard Your Heart, which I hope that all of our attendees kind of took to heart.
Yes, Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, perfect for this time of year. Any time of year, maybe you need to start thinking graduation gifts.
Oh, true.
Mother's Day
is coming up.
Engagement, but you will find them in their beautiful windows right there on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. But big thanks to Hurtina Stocker Jewelers for making today possible. Thanks to Trisha. Thanks to Missy. Thanks to Rebecca, Lindsay, and Kaylee, our five attendees for our Broken Hearts Breakfast.
And I guess thank you also to our Olympic correspondent, Tony Milan, for joining us this morning. He's back from Milan.
I figured he was going for the whole Olympics. It sounds like things may have ended poorly. He fell in love and out of love in the course of a week. Francesca,
yeah,
better known as Frankie. He brought a full two-deck slideshow to show us. We got about five pictures in, and I could tell we weren't going to survive. Nor
that,
was he.
That was 500 photos
yeah.
of Milan. So
yeah, that was a lot of Milan.
That was a lot.
But we welcome him back to American soil, and he, I believe, has developed a bit of a fan following. So
yeah.
Thanks for all that Tony Milan has done for us with his correspondence from the Olympics in Milan. You never know when Tony Milan's going to make another appearance on the Morning Scramble.
You just never do you?
We're also shouting out Clutch and also producer Ben helping make today extra special. When we take the show on the road, it takes a lot of extra people. Andrew back in the studio as well, making sure the buttons get pushed.
Oh, what a day, what a day.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. For those who are going to enjoy Valentine's Day, enjoy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
And we will be back coming up on Monday. It is the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.